Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello, baby.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, there's so much great new music and classics for you from Martin Cilia, Man or Astro Man, The Cow Sills, Darren Michael Boyd, The Trash Man, Danny Amos and Twin Tones, The Wilder, The Kaisers, Set Waves, Ocean Alley, a trio of James Bond spy theme tunes from Daryl Hyam, the Tsunami Brothers, and the Charades. We have an interview snippet from Freddie Boom Boom Cannon in our Green Room segment. Beth Riley has a deep track from the Beach Boys in her Surf's Up Beth's Beach Boys break. And as always, we drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. Let's start things off with this great new tune from the Tiki Creeps from their Lava Rockin' Psychorama EP. This is Gringo Parade.
Girl,
From their 1964 album Surfin' Bird, that is Birdbath, of course, the Trashmen, the one and only. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's from a group that formed in Nashville, Tennessee. They were managed by Bill Justice, best known for his instrumental song Ranji. He also produced this debut single and album of the same name from them in 1964. It reached number 4 on the Billboard Pop Singles chart and sold over 1 million copies. The answer and the song coming up later. Right now, from the newly expanded edition of the compilation album called An Evening in Nivram, A Tribute to the Shadows. This is one of the new bonus tracks, Danny Amos and Twin Tones. The song is FBI.
Thank you.
out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard Ocean Alley coming to us from Australia with their super cool psychedelic surf rock sound. It's from their new album, Low Altitude Living, and the song is Double Vision. Also new in the mix, Set Waves, with the title cut from their latest, Shoot the Curl. Time now for a trio of James Bond spy theme tunes.
I admire your luck, Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
Three songs that 007 would be proud of. The Charades, the Tsunami Brothers, and getting us started new from Daryl Higham, of course, the James Bond theme.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
We'll be right back.
Thank you, mister.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
A trio of James Bond spy themes, latest from the Charades, and theme from Goldfinger. Before that, also new from the Tsunami Brothers and License to Surf, a reference to License to Kill, the James Bond movie. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's from a group that formed in Nashville, Tennessee, and were managed by Bill Justice, best known for his instrumental monster hit called Raunchy. It reached number 4 on the Billboard Pop Singles chart and sold over 1 million copies. The answer and the song coming up later, but right now it's time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
It's time for Surf's Up.
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This song can be found on their 1966 album, Pet Sounds. It was written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love, who are also the only ones you hear on this song. Let's catch the party wave with I'm Waiting for the Day. This has been Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break on Catching a Wave.
When you needed someone to help forget about him, I gave you love with a brand new start. That's what you needed the most to set your broken heart free. I know you cried and you felt blue, but when I could, I gave strength. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again.
I kissed your lips when your face looked sad. It made me think about him and that you still loved him so. But pretty soon I made you feel glad that you believed.
for the day when you can love again. I'm saying you're the only one. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again.
Let's go surfing on.
I'm James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard The Wilder from their album Symphony of Surf, released in July 2022, and the song Surfin' Sunshine, which of course is a great theme for this show. For all of us that have been waiting for new music from Man or Astro Man, we have that right here. The title cut from their EP released in December 1st, it's Distant Pulsar.
I'm Darren Michael Boyd, and you are listening to Catching a Wave with my buddy Jammin' James Riley. Surf's up, don't wipe out. We'll be right back.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
You're listening to Catching a Wave with Jim and James Riley.
Waiting for what you believe should surely come your way. And hoping that the road ahead will turn a golden day. But you must see it's up to you to do what you must.
First new release in nearly 30 years. Album is titled Rhythm of the World, The Cow Sills, and the tune You Gotta Get Up. Love this new project from them, and also great to have them back. Before that, also brand new from Darren Michael Boyd, coming to us from Canada, and a killer rockin' album called Thoughts and Scares. That's the tune A Waste of Perfectly Good Sadness. Time now to join Freddie Boom Boom Cannon in our Green Room segment.
Welcome to the Green Room on Catching the Wave.
A few years back, I got a chance to speak with the great Freddie Boom Boom Cannon about so many things, and just an absolute joy to chat with. One of my favorites from him is a song called Palisades Park. Here's part of that conversation.
A story I love, too, I'm hoping I'm correct on this, Palisades Park, wasn't that originally a B-side? Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a B-side, because I had written with the two other people at Swan Records. The A-side, which we thought was called June, July, and August, and when they send that record up, they X that side, so that the jockeys, you know, like yourself, would play the side that was X, you know, the demo, the stuff that was going out, the promotion records. And what happened was a guy in Flint, Michigan played the record by mistake. He flipped it over and he played Palisades. And when he did that, he played it once and then the phone started to light up. And then he played it again and the phone, now the whole lines were all lit up at the radio station to find out who was that, what's that record, what's that song. I guess the kids were calling up. What he did was he called Swan Records in Philadelphia from Michigan and asked to talk to someone at Swan Records, which was Bernie Benick, who owned the label. And he said, Mr. Benick, he said, this is Bob Gell from WTAC in Flint. He says, I think you have a hit record here. He said, we're getting phone calls like crazy. He said, oh, good, June, July, and August. He said, no, Palisades Park. oh, my God, they went crazy. From there, it just snowballed. Everybody turned the record over, and it just went nuts. Was crazy.
I love that. Almost a happy accident. So that was, and of course the song Huge, covered by, the Beach Boys to the Ramones. I mean, and all in between.
Everybody covered it. Chuck Barris of the Gong Show wrote that.
Yeah.
That's his claim to fame as a writer. I don't think he wrote anything else. I mean, it goes on and lasts forever. No matter how long you live or long you die. Because, first of all, the story is about the boy and the girl. They go to the music park, and the guy meets the girls. That's what happens all the time. The story is endless. When he wrote this song, I don't know if he knew he was writing a song that was going to be timeless, but he did. And I'm thankful I had to sing it and do it,
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time to find out now what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is, so let's drop a coin in the jukebox. It's from a group that formed in Nashville, Tennessee, and were managed by Bill Justice, best known for his instrumental song called Raunchy. He also produced this debut single and album of the same name in 1964. It reached number 4 on the Billboard Pop Singles chart and sold over 1 million copies. It talks about the praise of the Pontiac GTO and their desire to own one, of course. It's GTO by Ronnie and the Daytonas on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. 3 deuces and a 4-speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine. Yeah, yeah. Come on and turn it on. Wind it up, blow it out. GTO.
Yeah, little GTO. Yeah, little GTO. see her on a road course or a quarter mile. This little modified Peloton has got plenty of style. She beats the gassers and the rail jobs, really drives them wild. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. Yeah, yeah. Save all my money and buy a GTO. Get a helmet and a roll bar and I'll be ready to go. Take it out to Pomona and let them know, yeah, yeah, that I'm the coolest thing around. Little buddy gonna shut you down. But when I turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
Hi, this is Martin Celia from sunny Australia, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley. We'll be right back.
Sleazy Records, The Kaisers, and Monkey Train, also brand new from Martin Cilia, with the tune Popcorn from his brand new 6-track EP. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.